Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Rusty, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sane Man, near the final months of my marriage, when things were going downhill, my wife accused me of having Asperger's syndrome. She claimed that Asperger's is probably the reason I do not emotionally connect with her in the ways that she wanted. And if confirmed, then she would know for sure that she should never get that kind of love that she wanted from this relationship. She asked me to take a questionnaire on a website with 33 questions. Answering yes to 25 of these questions suggests a high likelihood of being on the autistic spectrum. I ended up scoring 19, but I also felt that many of the questions were ambiguous without context. This questionnaire makes vague generalizations about a person's personality, based on hypothetical ideas, but a person's real-life reaction to such situations could be very different, depending on the specifics of the situation. I feel that many of these questions are designed to penalize a person who has a somewhat stoic and serious attitude about life, qualities that might also correlate with success. After reading more of the website's material, I think their view of an ideal neurotypical man would be one that is impulsive, codependent, lacking drive, lacking discipline, and completely pliable in the hands of his wife. All the stock photos used on this website show women either having a smug grin on their face of being in control of their partners, being pampered by a man, or being what looks like the victim of a bad relationship. This website claims that it's gender agnostic, but they use he everywhere to describe the troublesome person. It is definitely marketing towards women, and what I see is a business trying to convince women that they are the victim of a defective partner, so they could sell counseling services to them. I pointed out to my wife the biases of this source of information, but it didn't matter. She was already convinced that I was mentally deficient, incapable of providing her what she wanted, and her girlfriends and parents and siblings all provided the confirmation bias that she needed. It's important to be aware of businesses like this because there are whole industries marketed to women with the goal of getting them to abandon a stable long-term relationship, rather than stay and work things out. Counselors make bank selling therapy. Child psychologists make bank testifying in court. Divorce lawyers make great profits with more conflict. The state collects more taxes. If kids are involved, a whole bunch of other people can cash in on it too. And the better a provider a man is, the bigger a family he can support, and there's more loot there to plunder. In a twisted way, women are victims of capitalism because the marriage is sold to them, then the divorce is an even bigger sale. These conflicting idealistic lifestyles are sold to women in plenty of services like this website to profit from them. Men are collateral damage, and nobody cares because we don't buy into this. 60 years ago, Sean Connery would probably smack his wife around and society would not bat an eye. But now the pendulum has swung far the other way. Society cheers the woman who finds herself at 40 and any excuse that she can smack her husband with divorce papers, breaking up her family. As a married man, you have a whole machine of society wanting you to fail. I don't know where to go from here, but we live in interesting times. Well, Rusty, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to my thoughts about it in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats. PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Everybody Gets Rich Off a Divorce Except the Husband Clown World Show. Of course your wife would shame you about being an Aspie. She's making you feel inadequate and destroying your self-esteem by rejecting you for the man that you are genetically, while at the same time saying that the end of the relationship is your fault, without it actually being your fault. You can't get angry at her and she's not angry at you. It's out of both your hands, so it's better to go your separate ways. Saying that you couldn't love her the way that she wanted you to love her was her basically saying that you never loved her enough for her to have absolute control over you. So why do women fall prey to this psychobabble psychologist and their friends? Their purpose in a relationship, of course, is to fix a man. More likely, the pursuit of fixing a man. When he's fixed, she loses interest and looks for another man to fix again. If she believes that you're unfixable and that she can no longer make any progress, then that's another reason to leave. So long as she still has some hope that she can completely break your spirit, then she will stay. For example, when I was in long-term relationships, my girlfriend would make demands and I would only give in a little bit to her demands. She wanted flowers, I'd buy her a plant. She wanted me to stop choking the chicken, so I went to a sex therapist. But I never stopped the self-pleasure party. I had so-called female friends that I knew were more interested in me strung along to make her see that I was high value and it worked. She was more worried about losing me than focusing on my flaws. It's unfortunate, but typically one partner always lives in fear. It's either you or her. Rusty, her words are BS because people in the autism spectrum can also be HSP or highly sensitive people, so they might love more deeply than others. But you're right about the ASPE industrial complex creating more jobs for therapists. More of them are increasingly female these days rather than males. She probably wanted it to appear that there was something wrong with you, so that you would be caught up with that, and that you wouldn't focus on what was wrong with her. This is the misdirection of a muff magician. You're right that the picture of the neurotypical painted by society at large is a man that's pliable in the hands of his wife. Exactly my point. You didn't love her deeply enough to let yourself get cunt-trolled. The ASPE industrial complex is not just about selling counseling services to women, but also to men that are so-called ASPEs. People on the spectrum are typically innovators and trailblazers, and now women want to label them as toxic and problematic, that the nerd has a mental condition that needs to be controlled. But women never would have had any time for this tomfoolery a century or two ago. They would have been focused on having and raising 5 to 10 children as a purpose. Their purpose wouldn't be to become the size of a porpoise and pussy-whip their husbands. Men find meaning and purpose in carrying a load to better himself and those around him. Women do that, but the load is raising children. But now modern women have found purpose in careers and are replacing the mothering purpose with the purpose that men have traditionally had. They're pushing men out of many fields and taking purpose away from us. But women adopting that male purpose and providing for a family doesn't seem to provide the same sort of longer-term satisfaction that it does to a man. Also, besides counselors, psychologists, and the media encouraging women to break up with their partners, usually their single friends encourage them too, because the misery of muff loves company. Rusty, your ex wanted you to open up and give her material about yourself that she could use in court later during the divorce. I always thought that the worst excuse women could give is the old, it's not you, it's me routine. But it looks like with the whole autism spectrum excuse, it's actually all your fault, but you can't change. So I, the woman, have to leave because I'm not getting my needs met by an autistic nerd. I need a neurotypical Chad that gets completely captured by my cooch and doesn't even watch spicy fap-off content so I can completely control him. That's what this is all about. Women are responsive when other people tell them that they're unhappy, because they aren't happy. And what others are telling them is just validating their internal hypergamous monologue. And there's always a better man out there that they can brungy branch to. And they deserve that better man. Telling you and themselves that you're on the spectrum and that you're broken. And that getting therapists and stupid surveys to validate them is all part of the process of disengaging from you psychologically. It's all about justifying leaving you. I remember growing up in the 80s and 90s, and there were shows and movies constantly showing the strong, independent, newly divorced single mother. Shows like that probably made the divorce rates go up. But if it was nothing on television except families that were still together and wholesome, or single mothers that were struggling, I don't think as many women would have divorced back then. Culture is upstream from action. Or is it the other way around? I always tend to get that confused. I guess what I'm trying to say is that if you want to get women to do something, then show them social proof. In your case, Rusty, the photos of upset women on that autism website where you took the survey were a sort of social proof that women with men that are defective and on the spectrum should be upset. It's like identifying with other women that are just pixels on a screen and paid models. It makes me wonder sometimes if the real reason that so many women are on antidepressants these days has to do with being pushed more pills from psychologists instead of general loneliness and real mental conditions. After all, the doctors, mostly females in the mental health fields these days, make money the more prescriptions they write. So they not only have an incentive to wreck relationships and families to make more work for themselves, but are also incentivized to prescribe all kinds of nonsense. At its core, they're tapping into women's inability to truly be happy. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rusty for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that your wife wanted to ride the rooster roller coaster again, and having a pseudoscientific autism diagnosis gave her a reason to leave you. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the epidemic of unhappy women going around trying to make the women that are somewhat content also unhappy so that they leave their partners away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.